I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Appreciate you tuning in. Winter is here where we are. If it is with you, nestle up beside your grill and stay warm because it is not the season to stop grilling. We are doing this year-round. Barbecue Bob is out today. Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats has made some time for us today, and we really appreciate that, Tim. We've been running up and down the meat counter at your store. We're at the pork section now, and I just wanted, during the break, we were talking a little bit about, I do a lot of barbecue catering, as you guys might expect, and we do the pork we do is usually pork butts, right? The front shoulder of a pig. You smoke it for 8, 9, 10 hours, get it to 200 degrees, you pull it, and it's moist and it's tasty, but it's boring, right? There's not a lot of flavor in a pork butt, except that I put on it and in it, right? So I was like, what could I do? And I'm thinking sausage. Talk to me, because it's pork sausage. It's generally the pork shoulder ground up, maybe some other parts,
yep,
too,
yep.
That make the sausage, right?
So, yeah, all the offcuts.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right? So, and offcuts would be what?
So pork loin up in the shoulder, if you're not using the hocks, yep. The hams, the back hams, and so all that leftover meat that isn't a regular cut,
yep,
goes into sausage.
Okay.
Trimmings, all that.
Sure, yep. So talk about, I said during the break, I want something with a little zip, something that's memorable. What would you suggest for a sausage that, you got kielbasas, your Sobey's kielbasa and your Parkside kielbasa are fantastic. Can I smoke kielbasa and serve it on a buffet? Is that the right way to do it, or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, anyway, and actually, as you know, I don't have any feelings left.
Right.
So in telling you, probably the number one sausage we sell would be the Parkside kielbasa.
Oh, it's fabulous.
And obviously, it's not our recipe, but I don't have any feelings left to hurt. I don't care.
Right.
It's a recipe that's been around Grand Rapids for 60 years.
Right.
And it's a great recipe.
Right.
It comes from Parkside Shop, right?
Right.
Which is no longer open. I worked there back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And when it finally closed after we were open, so in the 2000s,
mm-hmm.
We were given the recipe for that. And we sell a lot of it. So it doesn't Rightfully matter to me so. if that's what you use. Very, very versatile, and so yes, you can just cook that as some people want to just simmer it on the stove, do it on a cookie sheet in the oven. However you do that, put it on the smoker, there's no wrong way.
Right, right.
And that's got
a natural casing on it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you get it cooked done, I don't particularly care for it boiled because I like that casing to snap a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. And even if you were to do that, to simmer it for a little bit, then brown it, that's when the magic happens, is when you brown that casing on the outside.
Yeah.
We've done it before, like if we were up camping, and then we got where we were bringing kielbasa with us for when we had a normal schedule before the shop, but Friday night we get to the campground, and we always had kielbasa dogs for dinner.
Yeah.
It was quick, easy, so we'd simmer it at home. We'd get to the campground, cut it into some pieces, stick it on a weenie fork over the fire, but even brush some barbecue sauce on it.
Ooh.
It sounds sacrilegious to do that, but man, was that good. And then putting that on a bun.
Yeah.
Brad's mustard is another great one we have in the shop to put on that sausage. And as we know, for that time you're getting together, whether it's going to be the Lions winning, it's going to be Super Bowl, having that charcuterie board is great, even if you prepare that and some other sausages, cut that up, put that out with cheeses and crackers. And
it's not wrong.
There's not a wrong way to do it.
That's good. So pork is one of the affordable, reasonably affordable. I say that tongue in cheek because everything's gone up.
Yeah.
But still great cuts of meat. And what part of the pig is flying off the shelf? No pun intended.
That still is going to be the ribs.
Is it?
Yeah. And depending on the time of the year, but obviously in those sausages, a lot of brats and things still go. But another one this time of year that we do a pork cutlet, and we'll do them breaded and unbreaded. So we bread them with a panko,
mm-hmm.
and they're quick and easy, and for just a couple people, they are so delicious. They go fast. A little bit of olive oil in a nonstick pan, kind of sear them on both sides,
right,
and then just cover them, let them just finish off just a titch. We've talked different times. Pork they as long as it's not free range pork, they've basically eliminated trichinosis.
Okay.
So we don't serve it bloody, but even a pork chop, don't cook the heck out. You don't have to cook it to 165. We cook it to about 150.
Right.
And then it's still juicy, but little not pink. Bloody. Little pink.
Yep. Yeah. And my mom, growing up, I hated, bless her heart, but I hated her pork chops. If you were out skating and you lost the puck, you could come in and get one of her chops and bat that around, and it'd be just the same. They were so overdone because of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is in the 70s and early 80s when I'm growing up, so maybe the trichinosis was potential.
It was still prevalent, absolutely.
Yeah. So like I said, bless her heart, she did what she had to do.
Yeah.
And I'm no worse for the wear. But, yeah. But you know, when I started cooking it, it's like there's got to be a better way because it doesn't need to be this dry and chewy.
Right.
Right. And absolutely. That's just it's don't overcook it.
Yeah.
Right. And don't be afraid to a little seasoning on it.
Yep. Seasoning. And then the other one for chops, we'll do boneless and bone in. And we'll do stuffed ones.
Oh, so
now
so good.
Here's that crappy snow day, right?
Right.
And what do we want to have? Good stuffed pork chops. And then, it's a bought product, but it's still so good. We have Heinz pork gravy out of a jar.
Right.
And we'll finish off with the last few minutes. We'll dump that gravy over there when the chops are just about done.
Yeah.
Throw it in for about 5 to 10 minutes, and it warms that up. And that stuffing sops up all that gravy goodness.
Man.
Oh, is that good?
Yeah, that's really good. And like that's comfort food with a capital C.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're baking those, right?
Yeah.
Predominantly with that stuffing in there, really difficult to grill. Because when you're grilling, you usually turn things a couple times, and the stuffing could fall out as it begins to cook. It dries up a little bit, just a natural process. And so you might be able to get away with them on a smoker, but they're best in a cast iron pan for me. And then I flip them once and I'm good. And you put a lid on, like you said, with some gravy. And,
Ooh. Yeah, really we have stuffed pork tenderloins also.
Ooh.
And so we'll do those in the oven there again, last few minutes, just dump the gravy over the top. And it's about maybe just a little bit more than you need for two people, but
right.
I'm not leaving any prisoners behind.
Right.
So we're going to eat it up.
And that tenderloin is not the one that's the size of a softball, but it's the smaller one, maybe by the size of a tennis ball.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the tenderloin, and it's from a different part of the animal.
Yep.
Inside tenderloin. Yeah, inside tenderloin versus the back loin.
Yeah.
So, but interesting. Now, the back loin, do most people buy that in a chunk as a roast, or do you cut it into chops, a boneless pork loin chop?
Yeah, so both. We sell a lot of both. And it's kind of funny that, so here again, now this with this snowy weather, doing that boneless pork roast is a great time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then if it's really nice and you think of in December, what beautiful days we had,
right?
And you want to take and throw those on the grill or throw some in the smoker, bread them up, whatever you want to do, a very, very versatile piece of meat.
Right.
So for Christmas, we had a number of people that got that whole boneless pork loin that is a roast for everybody to come over. You don't have the exorbitant price of a prime rib or beef tenderloin.
Right.
But you're still feeding people and keeping them happy.
Right. And you can, bacon wrap that thing. You can do a lot of cool stuff with a pork loin. It's, like you said, super versatile.
Yeah.
You really can't hurt it unless you overcook it.
Yep.
Right.
There is, real quickly, I'll try to.
No, you're fine.
Because you can't see radio, right?
Right.
I wish you could see me, but
maybe some people are grateful, right? Yeah. Conrad, you've been in this your whole career.
Oh yeah, buddy. Yeah.
So if you could think of looking at the end of that boneless pork loin, and if you made like a almost like a Z cut, but think of like trying to, instead of just butterflying it one cut and laying it open, you do another cut, so you're thinking a third, and it lays that pork loin open wider,
right?
It's about the same thickness, and then we've stuffed those, and then there's enough meat where we can tie it over, and it makes, think of like a donut where you have meat all the way around the outside and the stuffing is through the middle.
Ooh.
And then we'll tie that up, season it,
right?
And then when you go to serve it, leave the strings on there, and if you cut between the strings, it makes a beautiful presentation because you have that donut, a pork donut on the plate, pork around the outside, stuffing on the middle, and gravy on top.
Ooh, good.
Don't forget the Hawaiian roll.
Right, yeah. Tim, if people want to find you at the meat market, let everybody know where you are again.
3450 Remembrance Road in Walker, Michigan.
My favorite place on earth to buy meat, no question. And if you've not been there, you are missing out. Get over there and see Tim and Teresa and the whole gang. It's a wonderful place. You've been listening to The Grilling Guys. Tim, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it, and we'll see you next week.